all that you've done for us. We are happy to be sons and heirs of the kingdom. We thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do tonight. And we say, Lord, have your way in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. I'm going to just read you a few scriptures. I don't know if they can get there this fast. So I'm going to Romans 8:14 first and then Proverbs 20:27. And just let me read them to you. And you, I want you to just walk with me. I want you to think with me tonight, okay? Romans 8:14, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. Now drop to 16. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. So being led by the Spirit, and then the Spirit will bear witness. Okay. Now Proverbs 20:27, the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searching the inward parts of the belly. Now here's another translation. It'll help you a little more. The spirit of a man is the lamp of the Lord, searching all the inner depths of the heart. So today we would probably say the spirit of a man is the light bulb of the Lord. Okay. That's where you're enlightened from your spirit. Okay. So God will enlighten us. He will guide us. He will guide us through our spirits. That's how he guides you, through your spirit.
Right.
Okay. Amen. So many people seek guidance by other means, don't they?
Yeah.
Okay. And not by what God is saying. But it doesn't say in the word, it doesn't say that God will lead you through physical senses.
Right.
It doesn't say that he'll lead you through your mind, through mentality.
Right.
No. It doesn't say that he'll do that. God will guide us. He will enlighten us through our spirits.
Yeah.
Now, this is going to seem a little redundant to you old scriptorians here. But I'm doing this on purpose, so follow with me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You are a spirit.
Yes.
You have a soul.
Yes.
It is your mind, will, and emotions.
Yeah.
And you live in a body.
Right.
A spirit doesn't die.
Right.
Now, the Apostle Paul said in Philippians 1:21, for to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. But if I live on in the flesh, this will mean fruit from my labor, yet what shall I choose? I cannot tell, for I am hard-pressed between the two, having a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better. Nevertheless, to remain in the flesh is more needful for you. So what's Paul doing? He's telling us, it's real easy, this is 101 for you, but we just need to look at this. He's telling us that he's alive whether he's in his body or not. Okay? Right. So he can live in or out of his body. If he's out of his body, he's going to live with Jesus. He's going to heaven. Okay. So there's this inward man and there's an outward man. You are not an outward man. Listen to me now. Just in case somebody doesn't know this. You're not an outward man holding the Holy Spirit. That's not who you are. You're an inward man living in a house.
Yeah.
But in your inward man sits Holy Spirit. He's in your spirit.
Right.
So you're not walking around and the Holy Spirit's in there. No. He's in your spirit. You're a spirit being.
That's right.
You're like, yeah, we know. I know, but come on. So, God's going to guide you then through your spirit. Remember when Jesus was talking to Nicodemus? Nick couldn't get it. Because it was natural. He couldn't get it in the natural. He wasn't, quote, born again yet. That's what Jesus told him. He said, Nick, you gotta be born again. Your spirit has to be born again.
Right?
And so, Paul calls that the born again person, that is your inward man, we'll say. That's your inward man. Now, in many, many places, and you all know this, but we want to document it tonight, the Bible calls it the heart. So where you see the word heart, if you believe in your heart, it means you're believing in your spirit, not your pump. You're believing in your spirit. You're communicating in your spirit. You're working with your spirit man. Okay? Just make sure you got that. All right. Praise the Lord. 1 Thessalonians 5:23. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. So Paul starts with spirit. A lot of people start with something else. Uh-huh. They say body, spirit, soul, whatever, you know. But spirit, soul, and body. Get that in your talk. Spirit. Your spirit first. Soul and body. But because if you, this is just good, just train your spirit a little bit. Just train your spirit. Because if you want to pick everything up through spirit. So you put spirit first. You need to think of yourself as a spirit first. This is going to help us. So you're led by the spirit. Because if you go the other way, you start having, maybe you're dealing with the mental realm. Church, it's just, for years, it's always been my concern as I watch people come to the church and people go from the church and all that I've seen over the last 20 years and before and the other churches that I've served in. That a lot of people never really crossed over into their spirit, working in from the spirit. They're just soul. Oh, the Lord told me. The Lord didn't tell them anything. They ate a bad taco or something. I don't know. But it wasn't the Lord telling them. It was their desire. And so it's kind of been my quest, and particularly with you all, to make sure that you're hearing from the Spirit of God through your spirit and not just you want something really bad so you think it's God. Now, God works through desires, but that desire needs to come up through the Spirit.
True.
I know I'm harping right here. And I know you're like, Pastor, this is second grade for us. We know all this stuff. But I'm trying to help you right now in this moment tonight be more conscious of your spirit. Amen. Yeah. Now, so if it sounds basic, then just realize this. You can help somebody else. You can teach them this. Okay. Now, Hebrews 4:12, for the word of God is living and powerful. The word is alive.
Wow.
The word is living. When it comes up off the page, spoken out through our spirits, it's alive. That's the true sword of the spirit, church. People are like, you know, they're carrying their Bible and they're saying, I got my sword. That's not according to scripture. The Bible, this written word is not really your sword. The sword of the spirit is the word coming out your mouth. The Bible is the loin belt of truth. See, but people get that mixed up because somebody started it way back when and Christians picked it up. But really and truly, the Word of God, okay, is alive and powerful, sharper than a two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of the soul and spirit. So when you get Word in you, it helps you discern and distinguish whether it's your soul or it's your spirit. That's just, I love that. It's just so awesome right there. And of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. So you can see by this verse that the soul and the spirit are two different things. Back before all y'all were born, when Brother Hagin came on the scene, people didn't know the difference. Preachers didn't know the difference. He'd talk about it and they say, well, I thought soul and spirit were the same. They're not the same, but your soul is sitting in there. It's in there. Your mind's in. Listen, when you go to heaven, your soul's going with you.
True.
If you're saying, you think anybody will know me when I get to heaven? Well, do they know you now? Because if they know you now, they're going to know you then. Because you look like you, except better when you get to heaven. Praise the Lord. Y'all know how I feel about that. Now, praise the Lord. It's going to be good. So, but listen, you cannot tell if you don't use the word to do it. And that's why we have so many carnal Christians. We have a lot of carnal Christians because they love God. They love hearing, going here into preaching and everything, but they're not distinguishing and being what we call spirit led. Hey, isn't this interesting? To be spirit led, you have to be in the Word.
There you go.
According to that scripture right there, you can't discern the difference. You can't. So listen, if you're going, man, I just don't know. I don't know if I'm hearing. I just don't know if I'm hearing. I can tell you, you need Word. You need Word. You need to get some Word in your heart. And then all of a sudden your spirit will go blink, 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 blink. And it'll come up and it'll be in the ascendancy and put your soul down and you'll go, yeah, it was just me. Yeah. Right? Or it was God.
Right.
But the Word has to be in there. So you have to dig deep. Remember it said labor therefore to enter the rest. It's a restful place. It's a good place, but you have to labor in the Word so the Word can pump up your spirit so your spirit can say, no, I'm the boss. Okay. You know, when the gold rush came and everybody was, you know, moving to California and, you know, all the stuff. Well, you could go into the rivers and you could pan some gold and you'd get a little, but if you dug deep, you're going to get what we call a whoppa-chunk. Right? I mean, it's going to be big. So we don't want just a nugget.
Well, that was a nice thing. We just had this. It's so good.
No, we want Word.
Yeah.
Our soul is the intellectual part of us. It's very useful. We need it. We want it, certainly. But we need to be led from our spirits.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, here's where I wanted to get to tonight. 1 Corinthians 14:14. For if I pray in a tongue, my spirit prays, but my understanding is unfruitful. So when you're praying out of your spirit, then it's not out of your soul. Okay?
Yeah.
So, you know, I'll just go ahead and tell you, I never have liked it in this generation that we've been through where people try to teach people to talk in tongues. Where they just try to do it, you know. Well, here, you need to be baptized in the Holy Spirit, so get up here and, you know, tarry or hold on or let go or whatever it is they're doing when they're praying, which one or the other could be good, but if they're just trying to get you to say something, you're falling short. It is, it's true. You know, is you tie my tie, I tie you tie. You're trying to think of words to say that sound like tongues and people are trying to get something out. Listen, I was raised in the Baptist church. I found out that I could be baptized in the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. I went to a church with ex-Pentecostals. It was wonderful. They loved God and they did it right. When they prayed for me, power came.
Yeah.
And that power moved on me so that I could pray in the Spirit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It did not, it wasn't just a, let me see if I can say something.
Right. Yeah.
I wonder how many people are really Spirit-filled.
Right.
From people just trying to talk them into something. But I mean, I got that thing with the stammering lips and everything. You know, I was 21 years old and it was a long time ago. But anyway, I just pray that when we pray for people to be baptized in the Holy Spirit, that we pray with power and they get the real thing.
Right.
Amen. Just, that's a footnote for you, but we need to. Now, so John 7:37. On the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. Now, all of the leadings you ever will ever receive are flowing out of your spirit. They're all flowing out of your spirit. One of the reasons why I believe the church has failed to see results is because they pray too much with understanding. And they really haven't gone in and found out what prayer is really about. Prayer is not trying to get God to do something. Prayer is agreeing with what God wants to bring into the earth. And so, does he want good for you? Yes, certainly. God is a good God. We don't have to go over that in this class, right? But so God absolutely wants it, but a lot of people are failing because they're just praying with their understanding. They're not getting where they need to go. It's good. And you know, we should pray with our understanding when we're praying with others and they need to hear English. Yeah, we should. But we should also pray in the Spirit. And corporate praying in the Spirit is very valuable.
Yeah.
Very valuable.
Yeah.
Amen. So I want to say this to you. If you see most of the thermostats here, but if you were a novice at this, and I were to tell you, maybe someone online needs to know this. If you're praying about something and you want to pray in the Spirit about it, just say this: Lord, I'm praying about such and such. And then pray in the Spirit.
Yeah.
Just say that. Mm-hmm. And just lift it up to the Lord and pray in the Spirit. Amen.
Yeah.
Now, people say, well, you know, we don't want to pray in tongues around people because some people think it's of the devil and, you know, praying tongues is of the devil. Well, listen, I served the devil for a while and he never made me speak in tongues. I can tell you that right now. He never did. He sure didn't. We were doing a lot of other speaking, but it wasn't that. And then they say, well, we'll run people off if we do it. The Bible says that it's for the unbeliever. It's for the unbeliever. We should pray in the Spirit. We shouldn't feel bad about it. And you know, there are people who are have been strongly trained in don't listen to that, don't do that, and it'll freak them out some, but they'll come back around. Amen. We need to be praying in the Spirit, and we need to get our full languages and be praying, and you will, when you're really filled and baptized and overflowing in the Spirit, when there's some anointing going. Because he said, he who believes in me, as the scriptures have said, out of his heart, his spirit, will flow rivers of living water. It's alive. Your words are alive. They're alive. They're living. They mean something. And when they get out into this realm, they're creating.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm getting excited. That's good. Okay. Now, so, you know, then pray in tongues. Now, interpretation will come if you'll listen long enough. A lot of people don't pray enough for anything to happen. Well, Lord, yabba dabba doo, gotta go, you know, but that's not it, you know. We gotta move into these things. Praise the Lord.
Glory.
My page is stuck. Hold on. There we go. So, when you pray in the Spirit, your mind settles down. It stops and you flow from your spirit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
You just go along there. Kibraste bosa. Kiranda lalamo sivre beke sovre. Kirovra bakolinde de lalamo sovre kita. And you start moving into that place. And you start sensing, like I did just then, the Spirit just rose up just then. Now, this is going to become clearer to you. But here's the thing. I want to say this to you, Victory Church. Train your spirit.
Amen.
Now, you're like, well, how? Well, we'll get to that. We're going to talk about it in the next few weeks. But start training your spirit.
Amen.
Train your spirit so that your spirit will rise up in situations. You know, when you get in a hard place or there's an accident or something, what comes out of your mouth first will tell you who's in charge on the inside of you. Amen. If it's in the name of Jesus, praise the Lord, people get saved and get delivered and don't die that day. But if you shout, oh hell, everybody's going to die. And I'm telling y'all know what I'm talking about, those pilots. They crashed into each other and they picked up what they heard on the deal. There was more cussing than I used, but I'm not going to damn God, okay? But they, and the one said, in the name of Jesus, and they lived. And the pilot that started cussing and said, we're all going to die, they all died. They just talked about that at the meeting we were at. So where's it coming from? That guy, well, it came from both of them, but one of them is just talking out of something he didn't have. He's just talking out of his, he didn't have good fruit, but the guy's speaking out of the spirit. So you'll be saving lives. You'll be saving your life. Okay. Now I got to get down the road quickly here. Let's stay on prayer. In fact, let's just back up just a little bit. Matthew 6:8 says, therefore do not be like them. Those are the ones that are praying repetition. For your Father knows the things that you have need of before you ask him. Now, this is what people say. Well, if he knows what you need, why have to ask? Well, first of all, it said right there, Jesus said right there, ask. So, God does know what you need. Now, we don't have to do authority 101 in this group. You all understand absolutely, you know, that God gave man authority on the earth, and he's not going to step over that. Amen? Okay, so we're not going to talk about that today, but you know that. So, listen to this. Matthew 18:18. Assuredly, I say to you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. See the connection? You have to say words. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Again, I say, if two of you agree on earth concerning anything that they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. So just notice then that Jesus is telling them to do something on earth. He's telling them to do, you have to do something on earth to get heaven to move. It's called pray. It's called praise. It's called worship. It's called confess. It's called decree, declare. God already gave us authority. Yeah. Adam's authority. In order for him to get things done on the earth, we have to say so. We have to pray. If God was in charge on the earth, we wouldn't even have to pray. He already wants good. But since it was turned over to evil, and we're the ones who've got now back into good, it's up to us to get the praying done. Yeah, I know this is 101 for everybody, but we just still have to talk about it. So, you have to do something on earth. Agreeing and asking. Praise the Lord. So, we're going to do that. Now, God is always looking for people who will pray things out. That's what the thermostats do. We pray things out. We set the thermostat. We're not the temperature. We're not the gauge. We're the thermostat. And so we say what God wants. Amen. Now, in the verse there that we're praying about, there's also, if you drop down there and you look, there's something about. Now, don't run out of the building, okay? Hold on to your seats. Fasting, okay? Everybody okay? Yeah. All right, hold on now. Praise the Lord. So, fasting is very good for getting your spirit back in tune. Let me tell you what fasting is not. Fasting is not the way you move God. It moves you, and you get into position, and then God can move. You understand that? Okay. So it's not, man, if we fast long enough, God will move. God wants to move. God doesn't want all this evil. He wants to move. So we have to get tuned to the station, the Spirit, so that we can hear and we can say, heaven can grab it and begin, the angelic forces can begin to work on it. God can begin to work on it and it can happen. And that's been happening. But it needs to happen more. So we're going to call a fast. Okay. All right. Praise the Lord. We're going to begin fasting on February 5th. Okay. And we will fast until February 25th. Now, let me tell you what it is before y'all start going, oh, I'm already hungry. No. Okay. Praise the Lord. We are fasting with other churches that are doing this, Eagle Mountain, other ministries that are going to do this. And there's a list of things we're going to fast for. I'm not going to talk about all of them tonight because we need to hurry on the clock. But we're going to fast. Now, this is how you fast. It's like a Daniel fast. So you're not going to give up water and you're not going to give up food. You're going to give up something that Holy Spirit thinks you need to do without in order to get your body in line. Okay? So, like, I mean, okay, so Hector said he's going to give up cussing. Now, he doesn't cuss. He's back there with the teens. So that doesn't work. So y'all are saying, well, I'll give up drinking and smoking. Well, y'all don't do that anyway. So don't, you see what I'm saying? So give up something that Daniel gave up, dainties. You know what that is? Like donuts. Okay. Okay. I'm sorry y'all, but I just had to tell you, you know, that's the way it is. So you pray. And ask God what it is that you're going to give up for 21 days and you watch your spirit rise up. So it'll be good for you. You can decide. And I know y'all want to know what I'm going to give up, don't you? Do you want to know? Bread and sugar. 21 days. No bread, no sugar. Now, you can do whatever you want to do. Anything. TikTok to Facebook to some television shows or whatever it is you need to, you know, help straight, whatever it is that would automatically pull you and you know, a distraction, what pulls you too much or what is not helping you, give it up for 21 days. Can you do it? Okay. The Lord will show you. I'm not going to get into your business on that. I don't care about that. But, you know, if your husband finds you in the pantry at 12 o'clock at night, noshing. No, I'm kidding. Hurry, hurry, hurry. I keep forgetting I need to hurry because we're going to do something. Okay, so we're going to do that. Okay, everybody, so set your calendars. Some of you have already checked in on some things, having some good ideas. So this is some of the things we're going to be praying about, okay? The awakening, the voting that's coming, the border, Israel, the hostages in both lands, and some other things, and then our word that God gave us about grand provision. Okay. So, and that involves our global church planting, which you remember I told you we were going to believe God for 2,000 and it ended up being 10,000 and now 2,000 more has come in. So we'll just keep it going. So we'll be sending that off for the church plant, and we've missed the post office a couple of days, but we'll get it done tomorrow, and it's getting exciting. Yes. So Pastor Mac will send us a video, and we'll get to hear from them, and we'll watch the progress. They're going to do 50 churches in 5 years, and we're going to get to be a part of that, and no telling, we may actually get on the ground with them somewhere.
Yeah.
So that'd be fun. Okay. Glory. Praise the Lord. Now, so start preparing for that. What we're going to do now is we're gonna believe God for our inward witness to get stronger, and we're gonna take a time to pray here in just a minute. And I just believe like never before we're gonna be led more than we've ever been led before when we're praying. And so we're actually gonna let you all go, our internet audience, and just want to say thank you for listening. when we go offline here, pray in the Spirit, seek God, listen to His voice, and we'll pick you up on another time when we're praying. We're just going to do this as a family tonight. We consider you our family, but I've felt led of the Lord to let you go because I don't know how long this will go on. Maybe really short, maybe long, but we have to follow the Lord. So praise God for that. And listen, if you're find a good faith church. You know, you can receive online, but you can't serve online. So find a church to get into. We're glad you're with us and everything, but remember, going to a church is the best thing. Amen. Being a part of it, you making your supply. God loves you. We love you. Stay in victory. Bye-bye. Okay, church, this is what we're going to do. Let's receive our offering, and then what we'll do is we're going to pray for a little while, and we're possibly going to worship the Lord for a minute. If you have to slip out, you're welcome to do that. We're still early. We've got about 20 minutes left of the service. But if you want to stay and sit where you are. Now, I want to tell those of you who are new and those of you who are shy, I want to tell you something. We are never going to pick you out and get you to do something that will make you uncomfortable. You do that when you're ready, okay? We're not going to drag them out. You need to do this and get up here and say something. We don't do that. You have to grow at your rate, okay? Mm-hmm. So I just want y'all to always feel comfortable that we're not going to, you know, beg you to do something or point you out. And also, by the way, as far as the prophetic words that come forth here, you have my promise that as long as it's me or mine, that you are never going to get a prophetic word that is embarrassing or negative. That is not what prophecy is about. Prophecy is simply encouragement in the Spirit. Yeah. And we are never going to, unless it is a matter of life or death, would we ever go that way. But what I've learned in that, and y'all come on and receive, and if you'll put the, there we go. If you'd like to give text message, you can get to BCHL on the match. You want to give 73256. Click the link and complete the gift. So God has raised us up so that we know how to interpret what we're hearing so that the person is never embarrassed. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, I get, you know, invited to churches where it's a whole lot of prophecy. And so I'm prophesying and I see that someone's been abused. I don't walk up to them and say, God showed me you've been abused. We don't do that. We say, the Lord showed me that there's something that you've been dealing with. And so just always be comfortable about that. And those of you that do prophesy here, you know to do that. Now, if you would get on the guitar and if the thermostats will all come up and sit on the first few rows. And then those of you, wherever y'all want to sit, you can come up too. And we're just going to pray for a few minutes. And like I said, if some of you need to step out, I'll just tell you God loves you and we love you. We're just going to pray for a few minutes about us doing what we need to do. Amen? All right. So let's, can you get a microphone, please? Thank you, Lord. Do you have a microphone?
No.
Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we just praise you right now. We lift you up. Let's just pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We praise you. We give you glory right now, and we thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for leading us in this few minutes of prayer. We're just going to lift up to you about the time of fasting, about our country, about this church, about our friends and family. And Father, we just thank you, Lord. We thank you that you will lead us and guide us tonight. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you. We praise you. We give you glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Now, when you have something on your heart, Pastor Deb has a mic and she will loan it to you, and you just pray what you want to pray, okay? And we're going to believe that all of you will, as I look at everyone, I know everybody will not do anything strange. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. We praise you, Lord. We magnify your name and we lift you up. We thank you, Lord, for the new things. The new things you're doing. The new things. The new things. Thank you, Lord, for it. Kiraste boso krab labrabakosi. Restebasa kitishi lo kan tan don dan labrabakosi. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Vistavaste boho sokotam. Thank you, Lord. Brikike pora tarabakosi brebetiso. Isanandalamo sobrabakatabrabakosi. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let's go ahead and sing that one song. Let's sing Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord who reigns in beauty. Bless the Lord.
Lord, we praise you. And Lord, we just ask you right now, as we've spent this time talking about our inner man. We declare our inner man is in ascendancy tonight. And we agree together for your will to be done. Right now, the things that we're praying, we pray for the fast that we'll all be on. Strength for each person. Thank you, Lord, for new places for each person. New places for each person. We thank you, Lord, for those new places. Growing up into new places. Sigraste bom. Karam braba kosibrebe kesov braba hosim. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you that each one of our people will be fully baptized in the Spirit of God, able to flow in all that you've called us to, in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Got something? Okay, right there, Deb.
Oh.
Go ahead. You go on
there. Father, we thank you for the wisdom and the power of the next place that we're headed to.
Yeah.
Father, we thank you that the eyes of the understanding of your people are enlightened to see the wisdom to walk through the steps that you've called us to. Father, you've called us to a higher place, to a higher level, to new places in the Spirit of God.
Yeah.
I thank you, Lord, that we're operating in the wisdom of God, that as we're led by the Spirit, we're led by wisdom, that we're moving and walking in these further, deeper places, Father. And as we go into these places, the power of God that you have placed on the inside of us is revealed in greater measure than ever before. That we move into the depths of the places that you've called us to, where power drips from our very being because we are so soaked with the power of God. We are so soaked with the wisdom of God. We are so moved by the Spirit of God that power surges even through our very fingertips, Father, that we sense and we see the miracles of God working through the hands of your people,
yes,
Father. We thank you for it, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
When we started praying in the Spirit before we started worshiping with the blessing the Lord, he showed me that dimensions of worship that have been locked up and have not been able to come out are going to be broken, unlocked. And this is Psalm 24. Openeth ye ancient, gates.
Yeah.
Swing wide, you ancient doors.
Yeah.
So the King of Glory can come in Jesus' name.
Yeah. Yeah.
The gates.
Open. This song is a gate.
Yeah.
This is an old song that went around the world from Reba Rambo, and it's opened a gate, and you can just sense it. Okay, who else? Debbie's got something to pray. There.
Father, and we just say, in the name of Jesus, we choose this day to lay aside traditions of men, to lay aside things that we've walked in and we're comfortable in, so we don't want to move out of them. But we make a choice to move with you, to walk through gates, to walk through new places with you, even if we're a little uncomfortable and we haven't been there before. You go with us. You teach us. You show us.
Thank you,
but
Lord.
But we have to choose to lay the old down.
Yes.
Be willing to pick up the new. It says you're always doing new things. You're always making a new thing, a new way. So help us to follow you in that and not have any kind of doubt that you will never take us where you don't want us to go.
That's right.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Could I just read that scripture real quick, the 24? It says, wake up, you living gateways. That's you. You are the living gateway. Lift up your heads, you doorways of eternity. Welcome the King of Glory, for he is about to come through you. Come through you. Come through you. Right now, he's coming through you. I thank you, Lord, that these gates are open to receive. These doorways of eternity are open to receive. These that you've called to this meeting for this time, for this purpose, for these works that you've already predestined for this day, Father, that these doorways are open to you. That the King of Glory comes through these very gates here in this house. The King of Glory's coming in. King of Glory, you're welcome here in this place.
Thank you, Lord.
You're welcome here in this place.
Thank you, Lord.
This place is open to you. Come in. Come in, King of Glory. Come in. Ishata hasoto. Maya soto drakaseya baya soto. Baya sardreke sebo neheke. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank
you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We're thanking you. We thank you for those new places. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. Let's sing it again.
Hallelujah.
Stand up for just a minute if you can.
Who reigns in beauty? Bless the Lord. Who reigns in wisdom and with power? Bless the Lord. Who reigns my life with so much love? He can make perfect heart. Bless the Lord who reigns in beauty. Bless the Lord who reigns in wisdom and with power. Bless the Lord who reigns my life with so much love. He can make a perfect heart.
Can you do, if you need to sit down, it's fine, but do you think you could do something with me? There's something that I saw in the spirit and I can't get past it to take home to pray about, so we need to pray it through. I saw, while Danny was praying, just right when she got to the end, I saw a man's arm, and from here up, it was covered in red, thick hair. Now, I already know what that is. That's Jacob. That's Jacob covered, trying to get the birthright from Esau. Now, I have no idea where God wants to go from that, so can we pray about it for a minute? Okay, Lord, we thank you. You show us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, yeah. It's about our nation. It's about our nation. Yeah, understand now, I know everybody says Jacob was the supplanter. His mama put him up to that. You understand that? He was obeying his mother. But here's the thing. Esau could have cared less about the birthright. He didn't care. He traded it for a bowl of beans. That's one good reason to fast when you get that desperate. But I see that spirit. That's what's been trying to take America.
Yeah.
So God has some sort of undercover plan.
Yeah.
That he's about to pull off. Y'all see that in that? He was covered, and Isaac is going, oh yeah, that's him. Okay, do y'all see what I'm saying? Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for revealing what we should say about this, Lord. You have it? Okay, Danny's got it.
But the thing about that was Isaac told him, once the blessing is conferred, it cannot be reversed.
That's right.
Wow.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. You can't curse who's blessed either.
Yeah.
Can't be reversed, and you can't curse them.
That's right.
So Father, then we lift up these United States of America from our father, George Washington, who made a covenant with you that we would be a nation under God. We declare that covenant cannot be reversed, cannot be changed, and will not be overthrown. In Jesus' name. No cheating. No cheating. Not sold for nothing.
That's right. The covenant of Almighty God undermines the underminer.
Yeah. Okay, go little. Listen to this, church. Think about this. What is the big deal with most people? Only certain people are wanting the nation to go so rogue. Okay, only certain people. There's a level of people that are just getting paid and bribed, and they just want money. There's the beans. See what I'm saying? They just want the beans. Now, think about this. Yesterday, somebody got the whistle blown on them.
Amen.
And I know you probably saw where the guy's doing the $47 and saying, somebody take him out. No, in Jesus' name. No, in Jesus' name. Now, so money will not buy Americans anymore in Jesus' name. That's where that is right there. Y'all know the guy. I understand that he did resign today, someone told me. He resigned, okay. So y'all know he tried to bribe. We're offline, so we're good, okay. He tried to bribe Carrie Lake, and she got it on tape. And they played it throughout America and the world last night. And everybody knows he was trying to bribe him. And so Carrie Lake says, I wouldn't do it for $1 billion. This is about our country. Well, now that I rebuke and declare that the bribes are found out in Jesus' name. The bribes are found out in the name of Jesus. That's what the Lord's just led us into. You see it? Yeah. Okay, let's pray. Let's pray for about 1 minute about that. If we get anything else, and then we'll start pulling out. Okay. Father, we lift that up.
The inheritance will return to the rightful owner.
Amen. Yes. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
All right. Any last words? Any last declarations?
Just for the bribes and the money, Father, we come against the spirit of mammon in the name of
Jesus.
Yes,
that's it.
Father,
that's
your
it.
Word said that we have binding and loosing power. That was in the very word tonight. Father, we use our mouths to do your will. Your will is for us to hold our place of authority, to take the place of authority that you've given to us, seated at the right hand of the Father in Christ Jesus. And Father, from this high seat of authority, I speak to that spirit of mammon, and I say you will have no right and no place to control this nation. This nation was given to the children of God, that there was an oath given by the founding fathers that this would be a nation that serves God. From the foundation of this nation, a covenant was made. Father, and I say that that covenant stands to this very day. I thank you, Lord, that the words that were prayed stay till this day. Spirit of mammon, I cut you down, I shut your mouth, and I bind bind you in the name of Jesus. No disillusion, no swaying, and every motive of the enemy revealed in Jesus' name. Father, that this would just be the tip of the iceberg of the revealing of the lie of the enemy in Jesus' name. Thank you for it.
Amen. That was right on. Yeah, be seated for just a moment. We're going to go. That's powerful and right.
Yeah, it is.
Yes, ma'am.
I just wanted to say real quick, as Danny was praying, I saw Judas and them paying Judas to reveal.
Yeah.
And how they picked somebody that was close.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I just saw in the spirit, see, Jesus had a greater plan.
Yes, he did.
It actually ended up revealing truth.
Yeah.
And then I heard America is not for sale.
That's right. And Americans are not for sale. Now, you just set me up for what I wanted to say to all of you. So go low, baby. Don't mess with Bobo. Okay. Now, this is what Art says. Don't mess with Bobo. So, we are also not going to fall for mammon. Never make a decision based on money alone. It'll be the wrong decision. Now, I am a prosperity preacher to the core, and I will never apologize for that. But I'm telling you, it's not about money getting in. It's about word getting out. We prosper so that we can do the job of the gospel. It's not just about me and five boats or something. Which if I had five boats, they'd all be in the ministry.
Amen.
Right? But I'm just telling you, I'm never back down. I want you all to be blessed, but we will never be bribed by the devil.
Never.
Never in Jesus. So make up your mind. If we're praying this over the enemy, we need to make up our minds that we will never let mammon be our God. When we serve the kingdom, we use kingdom finances as a tool. So I just wanted to say that so that every devil in hell knows where we stand. We will not succumb to making decisions for the wrong reason. So don't let it creep up on you. Amen. Praise the Lord. All hearts and minds good? Okay, let's stand up. Thank you, Jordan. Appreciate it. And thank you for not being mad at me for calling you Bobo. Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you that we're the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. Blessing is overtaking us today. We're blessed in the city. We're blessed in the field. Everything we put our hands to do prospers. And Father dear, as we go out of here, we thank you that we are no longer victims, but victors in Jesus' name. Amen. That was good, Joe.